Patrick Goggles has been serving in the Wyoming House of Representatives since 2005, but at the end of the recent budget session, he announced that he will not be seeking re-election in 2014. Goggles is a Democrat from House District 33, which includes a piece of the Wind River Indian Reservation in Fremont County. He is the legislature's sole Native American lawmaker, and his district is over 65% Indian. Wyoming Public Radio's Irina Zhurov spoke with Representative Goggles. She started out by asking him about what he saw as his accomplishments at the Capitol.
Over the 10 years that I've been a representative for House District 33, those areas that most affect the Wind River Indian Reservation, namely health and education, I've been able to work with the legislature, vote for a new construction of schools, the CAPCON, work with the health programs to ensure that and human services programs to ensure that contracts with the tribes were in place. There were some agreements in terms of excise tax on gasoline and taxes on tobacco that were maintained, and also the budget amounts for the tribal liaisons. I was able to vote on those budget items. So overall, it was a constant piece of work for me to help the tribes maintain these areas in which they have a relationship with the state of Wyoming. The other was to maintain a positive relationship with the state of Wyoming and their Native American neighbors, which I believe I was effective in doing.
You brought up health. You said that that was one of your main areas to focus on. Your Medicaid pilot program didn't make it through this session. I'm wondering, you know, now that you said you want to make way for the next generation of lawmakers, Are there other specific things that you want whoever comes into your place to accomplish for your district?
Understanding what types of legislation affect the Wind River Indian Reservation, and how to sponsor or co-sponsor various pieces of legislation that will have a positive effect on the Wind River Indian Reservation and tribal members.
Mm-hmm. You're currently the only Native American legislator in Wyoming.
That's correct.
And so your district is largely Native American in an otherwise...
About 65%.
Right, in an otherwise majority white state. Did you feel like you carried extra responsibility in that position?
Yes, I did carry my Native heritage with me. Obviously, you know, I have long hair. And I'm probably one of the few legislators that... Probably the only legislator that's Native American had long hair. And, but, you know, I adhere to the protocols of the House of Representatives, conducted myself as such. But I do believe that any Native person would experience what I experienced was a lot of educating of your fellow and legislators about the Wind River Indian Reservation and the Native people and the tribes that reside here.
Are you worried at all that the voices of the Wind River community might lose some power when you leave?
Actually, no, because I think a younger person would bring some new ideas, new energy, new enthusiasm. That has to happen. From my point of view, my perspective, Wyoming is a citizen's legislature. It was never intended to be a professional legislature where a person made a career out of it. Although there have been members that are very long-serving, my interpretation is it was never meant to be that.
You mentioned before that you were in the process of encouraging young folks to, quote, endeavor into the area of politics.
Sure.
You said your motto was, if you don't articulate the politics of your community, someone will for you.
Absolutely.
So are you seeing more young people stepping up to fill those political roles in the state?
I am seeing more young people that are interested in public office, like school board, or like serving on a local committee, such as a conservation district. I am seeing that. And I do know my own path to the Wyoming legislature was that serving in public service, community service, volunteerism, getting used to that in terms of what a public trust is, and fulfilling that service as a public servant. There's a lot to be said for that, but it is a long path, and I am seeing more young people take interest in that arena of public service.
Are you seeing young people in your area come to you for mentorship or anything like that?
I speak to several young people about politics, tribal politics, state politics, national politics. And I know there's an interest there because I talk to it. I talk to the younger persons. And it's like any other thing. You have to get to know it or study it, you know, like I did. I'm a political science major from University of Wyoming. And it probably has to be, with me, it's in my blood. Politics is it's always been an interest of mine. You know, either you love it or you hate it. And in my case, I loved it.
So do you have any sort of message for any young people that actually might be interested in perhaps running for your seat?
My message would be today was that you won't know unless you try. And I know it takes courage to commit to an elected position or a appointed position, but you have to start someplace, and you won't know unless you try.
Representative Goggles, thanks so much for taking some time to talk.
Absolutely.
So far, two Republicans have announced their intent to run for Goggles' seat. One is Daniel Cardenas, and the other is Jim Allen.